Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I want to do a 5-Minute Friday all about what kind of filler should I use for my face? I feel like patients and injectors often ask me that question, assuming that there's a correct answer, and there really isn't. So filler selection definitely depends on having an injector who's comfortable with all different kinds of fillers, and definitely depends on an assessment of course, your individual facial anatomy, your anti-aging concerns, where you need volume, where you have etched lines. So if we look at fillers, I think the best way to think about them is to think about their thickness and their pliability and their filler properties, of course. So we think about thin, medium density, and high density fillers. And when you know the fillers and you've used them and your hand has a good idea of how they are injected and what they feel like coming out of a syringe, you're really very well qualified then to understand where the tissues need that type of filler and what type of filler works best in what situation. So for tissues that are thin, for delicate areas like around the eyes, around the lips, underneath circular muscles like the orbicularis oculi around the eyes and crow's feet, like the orbicularis oris around the mouth, the vertical lip lines, it's very important to use a thinner density filler. So I love the thin fillers like, for example, Restylane Silk, Restylane Regular, Bellatero, Vobella. These thin property fillers are excellent for these delicate tissues. We don't want to use thick, dense fillers that are going to show through the skin, that are going for areas that have medium density and slightly heavier lines, maybe etched lines of the nasolabial folds, deeper lines surrounding the marionettes. It's appropriate to use a medium density filler. So for example, you could use a filler such as regular Restylane, such as Juvederm, Juvederm Ultra or Juvederm Ultra Plus, and even Velour and even Versa. There are so many filler choices out there, and in the United States, we're relatively restricted. When you go to international conferences and see the vast number of fillers that are on the market, it's actually shocking. And it's actually also amazing because it means that there's so much injector control. It's really not important what filler, it's very important the way the filler is placed. Of course, we want to use the right density filler in the right location, but more than anything, the injector skill and the injector placement of the filler is number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in my book. And a good injector will have every type of syringe available to them to use. They're not branded to one single brand. They're not using only one type of filler because that's where they get the maximum, you know, points or rebates. And they really have the entire palette, the entire spectrum and rainbow of fillers available for your use in their office. I try to be that kind of injector myself, and I want you guys to seek an injector that has a variety of fillers available. When you're a young injector starting out, it's totally fine to start out with a few major brands and become very comfortable with them. In fact, that's appropriate because you need to really develop your hand skills, your fine motor skills, and your injection depth understanding first. And why not do that with one or two solid workhorse fillers? But then as you develop some skills, you really need to branch out and try all of the fillers that are out there. And most companies definitely want you to try their product and will give you samples to try. When I look at filling for volume, when I need to provide lift and support, when there's fat pad deflation, drooping and sagging. So for example, for heavy cheeks that have fallen causing mid-face heaviness and drooping and jowling, I definitely want to use a high G-prime product and a filler that has a lot of thickness and viscosity to give support underground to replace the volume of the natural fat pad. So I might use something like Restylane Lift, Voluma, and one of my favorite fillers, Radiesse. So there are different filler consistencies. There are different filler materials. There are fillers made of gels, like the hyaluronic gel fillers. There are fillers that are biostimulating products that are made of calcium hydroxyapatite or poly-L-lactic acid like Sculptra. And all of these fillers work differently. So when you ask me what is the best filler for my face and you send me a picture of your face or a DM or a message, I can roughly guess, but I can't really tell till I touch your skin and palpate your face and feel your bony anatomy and feel your tissue quality and elasticity. So just keep that in mind, because many things need to be done one-on-one with touching, feeling, seeing, and in personal consultation. But with all of that said, I love all the fillers. The gel fillers are, you know, safe, effective, reversible. They have a lot of benefits. The other fillers that are biostimulators like Radiesse have higher G prime. They're only great for very experienced injectors because, after all, they're more difficult to reverse. They're more a little more risky. You need to have experienced hands placing these products. And generally speaking, how much filler do you need? It's usually one syringe per decade of your age. If you haven't been doing any maintenance at all, not unusual to need 4 to 5 to 6 syringes for a 40, 50-year-old woman. And if you've been maintaining quite regularly, maybe 1 to 3, depending on what your goals are. I think as we age, we need to keep in mind that fillers last longer than we think they do. And it's always funny because they last the longest in the areas where we don't want them. When we've had filler problems, they last forever. And when we love our filler, it goes away really quick. But keep in mind that if you start filler at a young age, you're going to have some anatomy changes that can persist over decades. So you really want to be conservative. And I think you can do filler once every 6 months is totally great. And that keeps it natural and keeps it hydrated and keeps it maintained. That's it for now. I am a facial plastic surgeon. I'm located in Los Angeles, California. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And that's where you can find all my amazing KD skincare products to keep your face maintained in between treatments. Bye for now, beauties. Stay beautiful.